Ketchikan,
Kotzebue,
Dillingham,
Sitka,
Chugia,
Fairbanks,
Fort Yukon,
Wrangell,
Barrow,
Unalaska, Dutch Harbor,
Alaknarechmute.
This is AK on Alaska News Nightly. I'm Daisha Eaton. Today on AK, an artist's legacy in Alaska. After four decades in Seward, one of Alaska's best-loved artists is taking a look back at the events and the environment that shaped her life and her work. Dot Barterson has long been an icon for her award-winning watercolors. But as KSKA's Ellen Lockyer reports, even in her 80s, the ever-versatile artist has no plans to slow down.
It's a dreamy winter day in Seward. Plump snowflakes plummet straight down. Outside Dot Barterson's house, chimes sound in a light breeze, but the overcast sky obscures what would be a striking view of Mount Marathon.
I'm going to knock on the door.
Inside, Dot's husband, Lene, snoozes on the couch while Melody the cat perches on the staircase. Dot's approaching her 80th birthday now. Although she is so lively, one would never guess her years. She laughs that life took her from a deckhand on a fishing tender to a creator and a collector of art. It's a life many nowadays would envy. Over tea, Dot tells me how she came to Alaska.
I met my husband, Lene, and he swept me off my feet.
Fishing brought them north in the 1970s.
My husband was managing a crab plant in Alaska. He had this opportunity to come to Seward and help construct and operate Seward fisheries. That was in 1970. So we moved to Seward. We never even heard of Seward. It was a small town. The highway that comes into Seward wasn't even paved. There were 13 bars and 13 churches.
It was raw, she says, but then her life took another turn.
I started making ink sketches all over town. There were so many things to draw, and they were selling. And then I started doing the watercolors all over town. So then I entered a show in 1973 over in Kenai and won Best of Show. And it was at that point that I realized that I was going to actually be able to make some money at it. It wasn't going to be a hobby.
In college, Dot had studied everything, from pottery to wood carving, and realized that the Alaska landscape, although rough, provided a unique palette for her watercolors.
I couldn't throw a pot to save me. And I said to myself, you know, I'm really good at watercolor. And if I want to be really good at something for the rest of my life, I should probably concentrate on that.
Her work quickly captured recognition.
I thought we'd go out to the studio.
Sure, okay.
Dot's studio is in a tiny cabin behind the house. She gives me a tour through perfectly ordered clutter.
I'm in the process of cataloging all my work, and that's a big project. So here I have the photographs.
Carvings, watercolors, gadgets, and works in progress fill it practically to capacity. A drafting table in one corner is crowded with an artist's tools.
And this is a design I'm working on for the Mural Society. The city of Seward is taking a mural to Obihiro, Japan, which is our sister city.
Dot owned her own gallery in Seward for many years, representing some of Alaska's best-known artists. A working artist herself, she understands the unique position artists are in.
Well, an art needs to be compensated. You spend hours and hours and hours putting a piece together, and then you have the cost of the framing, and everybody knows how much that costs. And then if it's sold from a gallery, they're going to take 40 to 50%, sometimes 55%. And so what's left for the artist? You're not taking much home.
She learned the business end of art and says marketing is a major component in success. After close to half a century in Seward, Dot says there's not one thing she'd do differently. All her children and grandchildren live there, too. She pulls out a scrapbook crammed with photos and lyrics.
So here's our Barterson family songbook. The songs in the front are all songs that I've written.
Did I mention Dot plays guitar and piano? She's a reluctant performer, but that's her on the keys of her baby grand. Some years ago, Dot wrote a song to the city she calls home.
Beautiful.
Seward, Beautiful Resurrection Bay, is the city's official song now and graces the city's website. What's next? Dot says, she just takes it as it comes. For AK, I'm Ellen Lockyer.